Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Apostle Allison J. Cross of Fire and Rain Ministries, and I'm so glad and delighted that you guys were able to come back in today. We've been talking about Eli's sons out of the book of 1 Samuel, and I want to continue this discussion today. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have a couple of people on to do some, you know, podcast discussions about the Word of God. You know, in reading this about Eli's sons, it's so important that when you are a leader in the house of God, that you maintain order and discipline, which is something that Eli did not do. He didn't properly discipline his sons. And let's get into that. Let me crack open the Word of God. If you go to it's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sorry about that. We're talking about Eli's sons. If you go to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 23 through 25, and let's read that. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 23 through 25. I'm using a new Bible that I have here, so give me a moment to get there. Hallelujah. You know, we've been talking about Eli and his sons and how, you know, they were priests. They were not following the order of the Lord. They were sleeping with women. They were doing all kind of foolishness. They were strong arming God's people out of the offering, which caused people to abhor giving. And Eli didn't do anything about it. And so if you go in your Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 23 through 25, and I'm going to read that. It says, "Howbeit he refused to turn aside, wherefore Abner with the hinder..." What is that thing? I'm in the wrong one. Forgive me, everyone. It's late. I've had a long day, but I want to... come on here and read. So just give me 1 second. Let me get there. Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 23 to 25. It says, "See therefore and take knowledge of all the lurking places where he hideth himself, and come ye again to me with certainty, and I will go with you, and shall come to pass, he be in the land, that I will search him out throughout the thousands of Judah. And they arose and went to Ziph before Saul, and David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon. In the plain, and the sons of Jeshan. And Saul also and his men went to seek him, and they told David, wherefore he came down into a rock and abode in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard it, that he persuaded after David in the wilderness of Maon." Now, what Eli did, he literally refused and failed to discipline his sons properly. I think I just read the wrong scripture, but let me get back to that. Now, when you, and I do apologize about that, I'm a little bit weary from traveling all day, but let's back up. We're talking about Eli failed to discipline his sons, and although he heard of their immoral acts, he mildly reproved them. He did not reprove them or chastise his children correctly. And that's something that we really have to look at. When you are a leader, you have to discipline your spiritual sons and daughters, your natural sons and daughters, and then also you have to be in the position to bring correction, and you have to even correct yourself. If you know you have not lived up to what God has called you to do, repent and get to the point. Repent and do what God has called you to do. You know, so much went on, you know, even to the point to where the Ark of the Covenant was taken into captivity because Eli lost the priesthood. He lost it. And another thing that happened was with Hophni and Phinehas, who was Eli's sons, they failed in their qualifications. They failed in their qualifications. And then also, as I said, Eli wouldn't discipline his sons. God ended up stepping in and judging his sons because of his lack thereof. He wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do what God told him to do. And that really, really made a big mess. Okay, so here's the scripture. 1 Samuel 2, I think I was in 23 for some reason. Let me read that. 2, 23 through 25, here it is. And he said unto them, why ye do such things? For I hear of your evil doings with all these people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. Ye will make the Lord people to transgress. Now, he is mildly reproving them. He's just having a conversation with them. Verse 25 says, if one man sin against another, judge shall judge him. But if a man sins against the Lord, who will entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord slay them. They wouldn't do what their father asked them to do. He mildly reproved him. He more or less slapped them on the hand, and they were out of order with the Lord. And, you know, that's something that we have to really be careful of. If we are doing the will of God and we are leaders in the house of God, we have to do what God has called us to do, even to the point of sitting people down when they are out of order. And, you know, one of the things that I also want to say, don't tolerate foolishness under your watch. Now, when you look at this, these things, it really revealed the spiritual state of the priesthood in Shiloh at that time where the tabernacle of the Lord was. And, you know, when you look at it, it literally meant that the priesthood was sacrilegious, it was lawless, it was reckless, the priesthood was immoral, and they were undisciplined. Eli's sons, even though they wore the linen ephod, they were lawless, they were reckless, they were immoral, they were undisciplined, and they lived up to their name, which it was. They were called sons of Belial, and that's literally what it means, lawless, reckless, immoral, undisciplined. That's what Belial means. And they were known as the sons of Belial, and their sins were very great before the Lord, and they were in need of divine discipline because their dad, Eli, the priest, was not going to do it. So another thing ended up happening, you know, if you go back at, well, let's back up. If you go to Ezekiel chapter 9, it talks about the fact that judgment begins in the house of God. And that's one of the things that we as leaders, we have to be on our post. Do we make mistakes? Absolutely. Are we perfect? Absolutely not. We are not perfect, but we serve a perfect God. Things are going on in the lives of people and things like that. You know, we ought to have someone that we can go to and say, you know what, I'm dealing with something and I need help. If you are right now, if you are a leader and you're dealing with something in your church, in your ministry, or in your personal life, it would behoove you to really get with someone that you can trust to lay it all out and say, I need restoration. This is something that Eli's sons needed desperately. They needed deliverance. They needed restoration. They needed to repent because God is a loving and forgiving God. And I would say to any leader right now, let's just take a moment. If you're going, as I said, if you're going through something, if you feel like you don't have anyone to talk to and you've gone through some stuff, or it, you don't even have to be a leader. You could be a layperson. Anyone listen to this podcast. We see here that Eli's sons were a hot mess, but God still loved them, but they wouldn't get it right. Eli slapped them on the hand. He let them continue to do. He heard everything that they were doing, and, you know, he knew what they were doing, but he would not discipline them. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you're someone that needs help and you can't shake whatever you got going on and you know you need to be delivered, you need to be healed, you need to be set free to in order to fulfill the call that God has on your life, reach out. if you don't know anyone, you can reach out to this ministry, the Fire and Rain Ministries. You can reach me at AllisonJCross@gmail.com. I'll respond to you, and we'll see what we can get you the help that you need. Sorry for yawning. Again, it's kind of late, but I want to finish this. Now, when you're looking at Eli and his son, number one, they wore the linen ephod. If you look at, you know, 1 Samuel 2:27-36, if you read that whole passage, it's basically talking about the fact that divine judgment was given Eli and his sons. It was given by a prophet. And it says, I'm going to read a little bit, there came a man of God to Eli to pronounce the mind of God. He reminded, what did he do? He reminded Eli of the Lord's choice of the tribe of Levi to serve him in the priestly office. What was he supposed to do? He was supposed to burn incense, to offer sacrifice, to partake of the offering, and to wear the linen ephod before the Lord. Now, that was not a mundane duty. That was an honor and a privilege to serve the Lord and to wear that ephod and stand before the Lord to offer sacrifice, to burn incense, to partake of the offering, and to wear that linen ephod. That was a privilege. And what did he get that prophet do? He reproved Eli for his lack of parental control and lack of discipline over his sons in their priestly ministrations. Now, that is something that we as leaders, we got to discipline ourselves first, because we have to be first partakers of the word. Those that are under us, whether they be natural children or spiritual leaders that we're raising up or whatever, we have to properly discipline them when they are out of order. And also, another thing that the man of God said in the word that he gave Eli, he pronounced a threefold judgment that will come upon him and his house at Shiloh. Number one, he judged his house. He said that in 1 Samuel 2:30, 31, 33, and 36, he said that the priesthood would not continue in Eli's house forever, and that ended up happening. This was fulfilled in due time when the priestly line was changed from Eli over to the priesthood of Zadok. Okay? And then also, another thing that he pronounced judgment on Hophni and Phinehas, who were Eli's two sons, who were called wicked, evil, lawless sons of Belial. That's what they were called. That was in 1 Samuel 2:34 is when he pronounced judgment on them. A third judgment was on Shiloh and the tabernacle. And so it said that Eli would see an enemy in God's in God's habitation. Now, what did that mean? It literally means, it says that Eli would see the affliction of a tabernacle, and this is actually involved when the Ark of the Covenant is being taken into captivity by the enemy's hand. And we know that they were in war and things were going down. They ran and got the tabernacle. They thought that if they took the tabernacle, that somehow or another by them, you know, they were presumptuous in thinking that. They were thinking that, hey, if I go get the tabernacle, bring it into battle, then we're going to win. That did not happen. All those young men got killed. The warriors got killed. Hophni and Phinehas died. The Ark of the Covenant was taken into captivity. So that was one of the judgments that was pronounced. And the word of this man of God foretold the transference of the priesthood of Eli over to another priest. And God, it says that God would raise up a faithful priest in contrast to the unfaithful priest of Eli in this office. See, God always has a ram in the bush. If you are sitting under a ministry where you know that it's a lot of corruption going on, or, you know, things like that, because things happen, God will raise somebody up. He'll either shut it down or raise somebody up. He really will, because God is just that faithful to his sheep, and he doesn't want anyone lost. He doesn't want you hoodwinked, bamboozled, or tricked. He wants you free, okay? And so we're going to stop right there. I'm going to quickly go through this because we have 15 minutes to do this, and I'll be back tomorrow night with another word. So we see that the priesthood was taken. It was given over to another priesthood, which was the priesthood of Zadok. And also, another thing is when Zadok, he fulfilled that. He was put into the priestly office at that time while Abiathar was thrust out and Abiathar was in Eli's line. Now think about this. It did not just affect Eli. It affected everybody that was in that line going up to Jesus because Abiathar got thrust out. Okay? And we'll talk about that more. Tomorrow we're going to pick it up with the ministry of the prophet Samuel, because Samuel is getting ready to come on the scene, and it's going to be great. I'll see you guys tomorrow night. God bless you.